3:26 board meeting.
In accordance with board policy, this announcement is to advise that all attendees tonight's board meeting is being recorded. It also may be recorded by other members within the audience. A person wishing to address the board, this seems really loud, on any agenda or non-agenda size item must fill out a speaker card. And then I would also like to encourage you, if you do have a cell phone, if you don't mind moving it to vibrate or silent. If you do need to take a phone call, if you don't mind stepping outside, we would appreciate it. This is our meeting. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Scott, would you like to lead us?
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Board, do you have an agenda before you this evening? Is there a motion to adopt?
Motion to adopt.
Motion by Karen. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Joe. Please vote. Motion carries 5-0. Reporting out of closed session, it was motioned by Jill, second by Karen, and carried with a 5-0 vote to approve the resignation agreement of employee number 324315. I am regretful to report that there is the need for a moment of silence this evening. We have been informed that Jane Beeman passed away on March 24th. Jane was a teacher with the district for 20 years before retiring from the former Bostonia Elementary School in 2012. Will you please join me in a moment of silence? Thank you so much. We have some fabulous recognitions this evening. This is by far our favorite part of before we go to recognitions, we do have retirements. That's not our favorite part.
This is not our favorite part. We do have a few retirements to report out this evening. Cheryl Woods at Hillsdale Middle School is retiring after 29 years of service with the district. She's retiring. And a few of our classified employees are retiring as well. Our warehouse storekeeper, Brad Pachuta, is retiring after 13 years with the district. Eric Costano from our maintenance department and transportation after 35 years
wow.
of service with us. Deanna Braun Glass, and she's a healthcare specialist with special education, is retiring. I just kept going.
Please extend our thanks as well as our congratulations. They will certainly be missed.
I will, thank you.
Okay, now back to the favorite part of every board meeting. We have several recognitions this evening, and we will start with Montgomery Middle School leadership students, and I'm going to ask Trustee Alegria to help me out with this.
Well, I'd be more than happy to. I want you to invite our Montgomery Middle School ASB with the direction of Mr. D. You can stand up, Mr. D. That would be great. The Montgomery, then we can give them a hand, please. So just to kind of share out what Montgomery has been incorporating with their leadership within the community, and also Pastor Harold Brown from East County Transitional Living Center, and Christmas program slash luncheon and a gift opportunity. Sheila Hardison, who also organized that effort, also. They welcomed in our students from Montgomery to come and help and learn how to serve our community and those of them that are at the East County Transitional Living Center. So what they had the opportunity to do was they had lunch there. They probably helped in cleaning up their lunch. They prepared their gifts. They were able to assist in handing out their gifts. So they did a myriad of tasks at that event. And they also are looking forward to serving at the Ronald McDonald House along with LCC this coming, hopefully, May. And we're working on those plans. And also, they also study some with their SEL. And with their SEL direction, they also learn about improv and how that can help impact their experience with relationships out and about. And so we also have an opportunity to experience a leadership training or leadership team building experience with some improv. So I want to give them a hand again, and we'll go out and give them some recognition. So we're going to call your names, okay, Montgomery? And we're going to recognize you for what you've done.
And this is only the tip of the iceberg. They've been doing a lot of stuff in between, too.
I will call out these names.
Okay,
all right,
go ahead.
Okay, Noah Calloway. Noah Calloway?
You got my sweaty hands, yeah?
Yeah. Hussein Al-Hussein.
Gomez.
Now, before I announce the last of the list I'm going to call, just FYI, I'm a Montgomery Roadrunner as well. Blanca Brown.
Congratulations, you guys.
We have a couple recognitions that aren't represented here, and that would be Officer Louis Michael Rob Cartwright, what they did over, and also Tammy. Tammy was kind of instrumental in deploying that work, which they were able to provide bicycles for Christmas for military individuals that are deployed and also for law enforcement. So let's give them a hand also. And lastly, if I can get Justin Goodrich up here. Justin had an event that he opened up this school for is it called Toys for Joy? Is that what it's called? Toys for Joy, which was sponsored by the Rock Church. And we wanted to recognize the Rock Church and the efforts of the people that organized that helped distribute toys for some of our students also here in El Cajon and Cajon Valley. So we'd like to recognize the Rock Church. So if their representation can come up, please. And also Councilman Steve Goble, who helped in the efforts as well. So.
Church, they just did a beautification at Cajon Valley Middle School also a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing the job they did. So. Rob's and drop it off to him.
Montgomery, you need to step out now. This is your chance. I still have the boardroom reserved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the PD.
And that really helped a lot, so I know that next year it will be a better start.
But we're still hoping that you are considering class size and the possibility of maybe no combination classes in TK, K or EAK. So I know I've heard that you are working on it, and I'm excited to hear what is happening for next year, if you have any plans for that. But thank you so much for making TK easier.
Colette, it's not in our it's not within our board policy to respond, but I will say this: thank you for thanking us. So often we only hear complaints; we rarely hear gratitude. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to respond. You know how much TK means to me because of Jamie going through TK. So no, it's very, very important, and I love the program. Of course, just the gratitude.
Okay, Employee Association report, CBEA. I do not see Chris Prokop in the house. Okay, Employee Association report, CSEA. Mr. Regals.
Yes. I always have something
to say. Good deal.
So first I'd like to start off by saying thanks to Scott. It was unexpected, but I appreciate the opportunity to go up and compete again in the Cassville Mechanics Workshop. So that's going to be sometime in, of course, the end of July. So I really appreciate that. Like I said, it was a complete unexpected surprise, so I got to kind of get into that competition mode again.
There we go.
I placed second in the state twice.
Awesome.
I'm going to try to get that first all elusive. First place.
Well, let's step it up this time.
I hope so. And I'd also like to say how thankful I was to have the opportunity to judge in the Cajon Valley's Got Talent. What a bunch of amazing people we have in this district. The talent is unbelievable. I mean, I don't have that much musical talent, so it was kind of an honor to sit there up close and listen to the people who do. So I really appreciated that opportunity also. So thanks.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, moving on to public disclosure. Item 9A, the 2019-2020 bargaining proposal for Cajon Valley Education, CBEA. The district is in receipt of the 19-20 bargaining proposal from CBEA. Make it available to interested persons, and a public hearing will be held on April the 30th. Moving on to item B, 2019-2020, bargaining proposal for CSEA. The district is in receipt of the 19-20 bargaining proposal from CSEA. It will be made available to interested persons, and a public hearing will be held on April the 30th. Moving on to item C, this is 19-20 bargaining proposal for CVSA, Cajon Valley Supervisory Association. Again, the district is in receipt of the 19-20 bargaining proposal from Cajon Valley Supervisors Association. We will be able to make it available to interested persons, and a public hearing will again be held on April the 30th, 2019. Moving on to item D, the district's 2019-20 bargaining proposal with CVEA. The initial proposal of the Cajon Valley Union School District to Cajon Valley Education Association is attached. The sunshine period for the proposal will be concluded on March 26, 2019. A public hearing is scheduled for April 30th of 2019. Moving on to item E, the district is in the initial bargaining proposal of Cajon Valley Union School District to the California School Employees Association is attached. The sunshine period relative to the proposal will conclude on March 26, 2019. A public hearing is proposed to be scheduled on April 30th of 2019. And finally, item F, the initial bargaining proposal of the Cajon Valley Union School District to the Cajon Valley Supervisory Association is attached. The sunshine period relative to the proposal will conclude on March 26 of 19, and a public hearing regarding the proposal is scheduled for April 30th of 19 in the boardroom. And that moves us on to the student discipline matter. Student discipline matter, student 2018-AH07. Is there a motion to approve the recommendations of the administrative hearing panel?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Karen. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Joe. Please vote. Motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. This moves us on to approve the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
I would like to pull a couple items.
Okay, which items would you like to pull?
I would like to pull the minutes, item 11B,
okay,
11G, the consultant agreements, and
11D, did you say?
11G is in George.
Okay, thank
consultant,
you.
And 11H, San Diego Youth Services.
Okay, with those three items pulled, is there a motion for the consent agenda to approve the consent agenda with the removal of items B, G, and H?
Motion to.
There's a motion by Karen. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jill. Do you need an audible vote? Nope. Please vote. Motion carries 5-0. That brings us to item B. Trustee Bartow, did you have a question?
On the minutes, there's just a couple on page 5. Oh, hang on, I got it mixed up, sorry.
Since we have them digitally, instead of giving us a page number, can you give us an item number, please?
Yeah, I'm going to, hang on. Item number 9, information discussion about the board bylaw. It's shared document or their own research. I would like a copy, if possible, to be attached either to this item as another one was attached to the last item coming up. And then it says, we would like to have board meeting online for a minimum of 1 year and held at the district for a minimum of 3 years. And then a little bit further down, let's see, there was a, after Karen Mejia, there was a comment, those were answers to Karen's comments when I made about the recording because Karen asked a question, so I responded to that. And then I can give this to Naomi when I'm done also. And then the recordings, if someone cannot be here and available to the public to listen. And then,
I'm still, I'm really confused of where you're at.
I'm on page 3 right here.
We don't have a page number.
Oh, if you pull up the minutes, it'll pull
We
up.
Did, okay. But there's no page
there's
number.
There's no page number.
Okay.
Item 9, information and discussion,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, so
item 9A.
It's on the next page.
9A. We don't have pages. But 9.
So is your concern that the minutes don't reflect what you thought they should? I'm confused.
What I said. They don't reflect what I said, and I would like clarification.
Okay. Well, I think that at this point, you can share that clarification with Naomi. However, minutes follow Robert's Rules of Orders, and so they are condensed and concise for that particular point.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, because when other people are exactly... mentioned item number C when Mark Regal spoke, word for word of his presentation that he spoke about was listed. It was not condensed.
Okay,
so
if
for
you'll
clarification,
share
I would like my responses clarified. It's not a lot, it's just a couple typos or a couple things that were left out. And I can meet with Naomi to do that. And then. And then item 15, board reports. It said I attended the Rock Church community service event. I did not. I wanted to thank the Rock Church. And I had went over there after. I did not attend the day I went after afterwards. And then a couple other.
Okay, if you could send those to Naomi, that would be fabulous.
Okay. And I'll motion to approve the minutes. Okay, that's fine. I would appreciate that.
Okay, so we'll bring that item back. Item G, Trustee Bartow.
Item number G is the consultant agreements. I just had a couple quick questions, and I'm going to hold it up. And I wasn't able to get a hold of Scott, I'm sorry. On some of these items, like number 5 and number 6, it's getting upwards of $19,000, almost $20,000. Do we keep track of how much consultant agreements add up per year? And if they go over a certain amount, are we, should we bid those or not? Is it because their consultant agreements paid with different schools?
They're site funds. So site funds are given a limited amount, and then they have the purview to do whatever they would like to do with those site funds.
Okay.
Within, of course, certain restraints.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Somebody had asked me that, so I wanted to clarify. And then with that, I'll motion to approve.
Okay, motion to approve by Jill. Is there a second?
I thought we were going over item H.
Well, let's finish G first. Second by Karen. All those in favor, I believe we'll need an audible vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That motion carries 5-0 on item G. Let's go to item number H, or letter H, 11H. Trustee Barto, you pulled this?
I just cannot support this, bringing an outside agency to teach our kids and our most vulnerable kids, or some of our special education kids, an outside agency coming in to teach sex education. I have an issue with that, so I cannot support this, and I'll be voting no on it.
I'd like to speak into that. Based on my research, SDYC, SDYS, per the California Ed Code 51936, it is essential that all districts enter into an agreement based cooperatively and conduct some service training for all districts of HIV and AIDS prevention, and consultants or guest speakers to deliver comprehensive sexual health and HIV AIDS prevention, being that they undergo training for HIV and sex. So that's actually a mandate from the California Ed Code 51936.
If they were coming in to educate our teachers, that would be fine, but these individuals are coming in to have direct contact with our children.
Yes, it's what it's created to
do. So I cannot support this.
Okay, any other questions?
I think that Positive Prevention Plus is good enough curriculum. However, I don't entirely agree with it. I know we're talking about the SDYS is involvement in deploying the curriculum. In the future, because I know that we will be looking into a different curriculum, I would hope that we would be able to incorporate our abstinence piece, which cannot stand alone with sex ed, according to the state of California, but incorporate that to balance that equally with all the other topics in our sex ed curriculum. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
I definitely agree. I mean, Positive Prevention Plus, I sat in on the training, my first year I was here. Jill, you were there. You were with me on that. We both thought that there was definitely lacking in the curriculum, but it was a pretty good curriculum, and I think part of a conversation you and I had was this is a two-week curriculum, not like throughout the year, so it changes things where we're not dealing with some of the things in other districts. But it is something where we have an opportunity to grow. I think we have, like our SEL, we have an amazing, talented team, and we do have educated people in the community, and the partnership with San Diego Youth Services is amazing. What they do in our community is, outstanding. The counseling, the people I've seen go through their therapy internships, I mean, just really amazing, stellar. Ethical people. And unfortunately we are mandated by a lot of legal things and that definitely ties our hands. Yeah. So but I think we have an opportunity to improve and add something to this. So
I agree, but this for our teachers to be trained and for them to come in and train our teachers and haven't been trained, I'm okay with that. But for an outside agency to have direct contact with our students, especially some of our most vulnerable students, that concerns me, especially with the new adoption of the sex ed curriculum and some of the new stuff coming down. I just want to make sure.
Okay, but just to clarify, this won't have any of the new things
you're talking about. I understand that.
Okay,
I understand that.
I just want to make sure that's clarified. Jim, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, first and foremost, for me as an attorney, just my training says I should rely on people that know more than I do in specific topics. Karen, given her profession, I'm going to rely upon based upon her comments and her experience, if it makes sense to me. My only other question is, has this organization in the past been contracted to do the same thing that's being contracted to do now?
Yes, 3 years.
Okay, so if that's true, Jill, have you voted yes in the past 3 years on this same topic?
I believe I voted no on it last year.
Okay. That was my only question, is whether or not there was a change in position, and if there was a change, what, why would that change take place? If there's not been a change in position, change in the position has been consistent, I very much respect that.
It was my understanding that it was to train our staff, and I get that. But when I dug in a little bit further into it, they're actually in training some of our student with behavior problems and our special ed students. If they were training just adults, I understand that, because all of our teachers need to be trained in it. But the difference is they have contact, they're collecting data from our students.
Yeah, and they do the same thing with this California Healthy Kids Survey, and they go in and they do interventions with our students all the time. My student was the recipient of that, in fact. They are fabulous with students. In fact, that's what they're trained to do. So, okay, moving on, everybody has expressed their opinions. Is there a motion to proceed?
Motion
by Karen to adopt. Is there a second?
Second
by Joe. Please vote audibly. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
That carries 4-1. Moving on to action item A12, to adopt the proclamation for Employee Appreciation Weeks. These are so exciting. So each May, school districts throughout California recognize the achievements of our certificated and classified staff to recognize the service of Cajon Valley Union School District's dedicated employees. It's recommended May 8th be designated as Certificated Employee Appreciation Day, and May 19th through the 25th be designated as Classified Employee Appreciation Week. Is there a motion to approve this proclamation?
Motion to approve.
I love it. I heard Jim. Is there a second?
Second
by Karen. All in favor, please vote. I love that.
It was from Chipotle.
Yes.
Motion by all of us, second by all of us.
Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to item 8, to adopt the resolution regarding governing board member absence allegria. Is there a motion to approve?
Almost.
Motion by Jim. Is there a second?
I'd like to have a discussion after a second.
Is there a second?
Second. Yes.
Second by Karen. Jill, did you have something that you wanted
just
to add?
Just again, on when we miss meetings, it needs, especially when it says that it must be for jury duty, illness, or outside the district doing work.
Or extenuating circumstances.
It says financial hardship. And it was a vacation, so I cannot support.
Okay, all in favor, please vote.
I've already voted, but I'm going to make a comment again.
All right, go ahead.
I know.
And I've said this before, and Jill, this benefits you in the past as well.
Yes, it does.
This board does a ton of work other than sit on this dais for an hour and a half every other week. And the fact that the code doesn't call for that or recognize that, and the fact that I sit through a CSBA and I talk to other district board members, and all they do is go to their board meetings and mail it in, I will again support at any time in the future any member of this board who is going to be absent for whatever reason, because I know how many hours you put in outside of these meetings.
Especially
and it has to be accommodated and accounted for, even though it's not technically
it's not
in the code.
To code.
So with that being said, until the ed code changes, it allows
it's
more realistic situation, right?
It is.
And that's what's going to happen, and that's just my position on it. If we have a member of this board that just mailed it in, well, I feel differently.
Yeah.
But not this board. Every single member of this board's board.
And I get it, but the ed code, according to the ed code,
it's not ed code.
That.
It's a resolution by the absence
board member. Education code 1090 requires adoption of a resolution to compensate board member for non-attendance at a regularly scheduled meeting. Members may be compensated for meetings missed due to illness, jury duty, district business, and other hardship.
There you go. Okay, the motion was called, there was a second, and the vote has been given. It was a 4-1 vote. Item C, second reading, adoption board bylaw 9324, minutes and recordings. I know this is a contentious issue. Jill, I will let you start since you brought this to the board.
I would just like to motion to approve this. If somebody would like to edit it, if they don't want to keep them for 3 years, We can discuss that if they want to just keep them for 3 years and not have online access for right now because we don't have the facility to record them according to information, as long as they are not destroyed to not be available for public access.
Anybody else like to comment?
Have we had a fiscal impact report yet on this? I thought I requested to find out what the cost is going to be.
I think if you upload it onto the computer, there isn't much cost.
Yeah. Right, but I think Jonathan was going to take a look at how we're going to do that.
And he's absent today.
Okay.
I will say, I will say that that recorder cost about $150, and it comes out very well. We also have in Naomi's office a screen. It's a video camera. Okay, well, it looks like a video camera and stuff. And I know we do NEPRIS chats and stuff with one. Maybe we could just Facebook Live it or put it on YouTube, but I'm okay with just doing a simple recording and keeping them. We already record them. I'm just asking that we just keep them in case they're needed.
Okay. So, Jim, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, thank you.
I think I'd like to add, I do appreciate, and I think it's responsible for us to be transparent. And I think going above and beyond 30 days and placing that on the website would be going above and beyond our transparency requirement of what the government code requires of us. So I would be more than happy to amend it to that, speaking that language.
Karen, did you have anything you wanted to add?
No, thank you. So is that a formal friendly amendment?
All right, I will go last with my comments. There's a reason why our government spent staff time in determining that 30 days was ample time to keep a recording. We have the government code. I had it put back into your night folder, so you have it there. I'm against changing it from the recommendation of the government code and that of Gamut. We're clearly compatible with the majority of our neighboring districts and with those around the state. My only recommendation, please let me have my turn, okay? Please don't interrupt while I'm speaking. I didn't interrupt you. My only recommendation would be to ask the superintendent's office to make a CD copy of the recording when it is requested, rather than ask people to come in and listen. Okay, I understand the reason. Please let me finish. Okay. I understand the reasoning behind why this has been a practice in the past, and if any of you want to know more about that, you can talk to me about that after the meeting. But moving forward, this seems to be to solve the problem of Trustee Barto's ability to make time to come in and listen to the recordings. So again, I would like to keep the 30 days per government code, but I would like for a CD to be made available so that when folks ask for it, they can come into the office, they can be handed a CD, they don't have to sit and listen and record or take notes with their own products. Is there a motion to approve the way it is written, or is there a motion to approve with the amendments?
I'll approve with the amendment of keeping them for a minimum of 1 year, and then when we get information about how much it would cost to record them, then we can come back and change that through to keep them with a minimum of 1 year and available either through an email as a digital file or CD as Tamara requested, or Tamara stated.
Is there a second?
Second.
Please vote. So it will have to be verbal? Oh, because of the amendment to the motion.
So is it still at 1 year?
Yes. All those in favor? Okay, let me clarify.
I'm really confused.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, just a minimum of 1 year we keep our hard copies.
The
and,
CD.
And CD, or you can just email a file to someone, too. And I'm okay with that.
Okay, so there's a motion. The motion has changed the verbiage of the draft of the board bylaw to state that they shall be kept for 1 year rather than what was previously stated as, I believe it was 3 years. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. 1 year, keep them, and make them available to the public via a CD.
For 30 days.
For 1 year, I'm assuming.
For 1 year.
Okay. So that's the motion.
No online. I'm okay with that as long as it's available. I'm okay.
So that's how the motion reads.
Online was for 30 days.
So, available for a year, and a CD handed out to whoever asked for them. We have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Two. All those opposed, please respond.
Go ahead and vote because I'll just say the truth.
Okay, then we can vote digitally. Please vote. The motion carries 3-2. All right, that brings us to item D. To approve the non-public staffing agency additional funding. Are there any questions regarding this item?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Jill. Is there a second? Second by Jim. Please vote. Motion carries 5-0. Item E is to approve DMB consultants for staff training. This is regarding our safety. Is there a motion to approve? Or are there any questions?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Jim. Second by Jill.
I just want to make a comment. This is very detailed. I appreciate this objective. So thank you.
Please vote. Motion carries 5-0. Brings us to item F, to ratify the architectural services for Flying Hills. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Karen, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jill. Please vote. Motion carries 5-0. That brings us to item G, to ratify the bid for the modular classroom at Anza Elementary School. Are there any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Motion by Joe. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Karen. Please vote. I already voted. Am I not connected any longer? I voted aye. Oh, there we go. Motion carries 5-0. Item number H is to award the bid for the modular classroom building. Are there any questions?
I have a question on this. It looks like that, Tamara, this is your husband's company?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Yep.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Sorry, my internet just disconnected, and I'm joining back in. Okay, is there a motion to... Oh, we have a motion by Jill. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Jim. Please vote. Motion carries 4-0. That brings us to discuss future items, agenda items. Does anyone have any future agenda items that they'd like to bring forward?
I think just to place a future agenda item on, as we've been talking about, additions to fill in the gaps for the positive prevention class, so that we can start exploring that, so to put that on the agenda.
Okay.
And I think it fits really well on our approval from the areas of study that we just did, on just kind of how we can add into certain areas for the what.
So Karen, would you mind reaching out to Cindy and discussing with her kind of like an information report, what you'd like to have included in that? I think that would be helpful. And there may be some information that she doesn't quite have yet. I don't know. So it might be best if you reach out to her.
No, yes.
Okay, we'll leave that as a placeholder. Board reports. Joe, would you like to start?
Certainly, thank you. I'd like to report that upon my return, the first stop was over to Pine Hills, where I was able to attend the third grade presentation of 101 Dalmatians. I also had the opportunity to go to the Como Valley's Got Talent show, which I was thoroughly impressed with so many talents that were participating in that. I also attended a TEDx committee meeting. I spent some time with Montgomery and LCC, still organizing the service event for the Ronald McDonald House coming up hopefully in May, as I mentioned. I'm also working on the PTA efforts at Meridian. Hopefully, we'll be able to start a more robust program for the PTA at that site. Today, I had the opportunity to go to Magnolia. I was invited to go to Ms. Thomas's kindergarten class, and we sang some songs with my guitar, which was quite exciting. Coming up, still working with LCC and various things, and the security town hall that's coming up. I believe it's Thursday. Meridian has a feast. Is it tomorrow Wednesday? Meridian has a Peace Builders Assembly on Friday. Lion King coming up the first week of April, and our ASUGSVE event coming up also in mid-April. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Jim?
I don't have a whole lot, but I was able to go and attend the World of Work workshops that go around and we travel right now. So I attended the one at Vista Grande, one because it was close, two because the principal asked my daughter to be one of the monitors. So Vista Grande has VGTV, as do some of the other sites, and my daughter is on the VG television crew and has been for the last 3 years. So she showed the kids and the parents the World of Work concept of media, and that was pretty cool. So I stayed there and I experienced the entire gambit and went through the entire RIASEC. It was exceptionally well done. Very proud of our World of Work group. Looking forward to ASU GS 1922 hike. That's a lot of letters there. Very much looking forward to that. So with that being said and done, I don't have a big report tonight, but we're doing some good things.
Karen? I also got to see the 101 Dalmatians, and that was so cute. It was just so precious. Just warmed my heart. Plus the story is fun. And to watch the kids watch the storyline is just more fun. So to see their faces get excited. But in my report, I wanted to celebrate really the hard work of the district. Everyone works so hard to ensure that our children have a creative, conducive, constructive, and challenging environment to ensure safe, individualized, and productive learning environments. So we have so much knowledge in our district collectively. It is just amazing to see the talent that we have here. But creating this culture and environment is not an easy task. And so I just want to commend all of those that help put it to work. We require a high standard, which reflects the diversity of our students and our community. The leadership that each person contributes displays confidence that we need to face these challenges ahead. Cajon Valley has a strong dynamic leadership as well that sets the course to strive for excellence and common decency to help make our world a better place. And by hoping to guide our children and their families with the partnership of our community to be a better place and to not settle for less. I'm reading because this was just kind of in my thoughts today. But there's always room for improvement. We are human because we all have fallibility as well. Not perfect, at least I'm not. And so anybody else, you know, want to raise their hand that they're perfect, then we'll follow your model. But I am proud of the work that we are doing to support our social-emotional learning of our children as they move into their future work that each is created to do through the World of Work. Our team gets to see the front lines of the hopes and dreams, as well as the kids' fears and frustrations, and help to them to discover who they are and who they're meant to be. And so some of those roads haven't even been pioneered yet. But it is each of our responsibilities in this room and in our district and in our community that we set that course. We may not agree on how we get there, but we all have similar goals. And that is to really build our children up and create that environment for them. We have something really amazing here in Cajon Valley.
So we need to recognize the humanity of other people and respect their dignity. Be kind and generous in your words and deeds, not hateful or condescending, but build each other up. We each have value. And again, I am just so honored to be a part of this district. And so that is my report. Thank you.
Jill.
I just had a couple quick things. I also attended the 101 Dalmatians. I actually went twice, and it was just so well done. I have a video if anybody would like it. Just let me know. I'll send you the video I took. Also, Flying Hills Music, 3 days a week, all day long. Each class gets to go to music for 40 minutes or so. And they would love if, Mr. Dyke would love if anybody wants to stop by and just see what they're doing. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. They're doing some amazing things. And then they have their play coming up next month, or next week. A couple weeks maybe, right before Christmas, or right before Easter break. And then also I'm on the Salvation Army Committee, and their new building probably will be open up in a few months, probably June or July. And that's gonna be really exciting. If anybody wants to take a tour, contact me, I'll set you up with them and they can take a tour. Also, I don't know who to contact, Scott. Maybe you can help me. If not, I'll wait for a response. They want to put in Wi-Fi, kind of like Transitional Living Center has, because they're going to be taking kids over there to do homework after schools and stuff from several schools. So I didn't know who to contact. Would that be Jonathan? Or
I think Jonathan sent it out.
Okay, I will let him know and put him in contact with someone. And then I'll get to Jim. Something that I was at Women's VIP this morning, and one of the presenters was talking about history. I'm thinking, oh, Jim should be here. And he actually has a day in history that he emails out every day. Huh. So I will give you the information to get on that. I just figured I had to mention that because, and I think it's, I support doing Day of History. And then Cajon Valley Middle School was at the security meeting. It was actually pretty well attended. I was really surprised. There was a lot of parents there. Compared to some of the other ones I've been to, with just a few parents.
Good.
And I was really grateful. I wish more parents had been there, but it was probably a quarter to half full. And wow. And I thought that was pretty good for a security meeting. And I know I requested already just to get, I think we're gonna do it at the LCC meeting, the video of it, so we can put up so people,
I think it's after the LCC meeting. They're doing an accumulation of all of the schools.
Okay.
And then putting it up.
Okay, that's perfect. And then with the answer, or the questions too, some of the main questions. And then that's all I have.
All right. I don't have much. I did a floral demonstration of with the well, which was, I agree with you, it's so cool. So fun to watch those kids. Anyway, the Meet the Pro level at Blossom Valley with about 90 first graders on Monday morning. It was super fun. Went to the LCAP meeting, which was absolutely filled with parents. This entire room was filled with parents.
Wow.
And we had to have, it required two translators, both in Spanish and Arabic, but we must have had six tables full of parents. So it was really, really great. And we talked a little bit about how to kind of front load that. You know, we speak edu-speak, and as you all know, the first year on the board, you're going, what is that? I remember thinking, somebody give me a dictionary with all the acronyms, because there's so many of them. So you can imagine through translation, that becomes even more difficult. So we did our best. Scott did a great job presenting on the budget. Closing the gaps and tying up the threads with the TEDx committee, it is around the corner. Worked with several district personnel on the submission of workshop ideas for the CSBA AEC. Those submissions are coming due next month, and since it'll be in San Diego, I'm hoping we can take a big group from Cajon Valley. And lastly, I can second Mark's feelings of thoroughly enjoying being a judge on Cajon Valley's Got Talent. That was super fun. Super, super fun. And that's it for me. Scott?
No report tonight. Just want to wish everybody a happy spring break. I know it's well-deserved. It's been a long, it's later this year than usual, and I hope our staff and students can regenerate for the last few months of school, so.
All right, thank you everybody. We are adjourned at 6:32.
Told you I'm a senior.
I was in about a dozen.
I just don't like the camera.
I only got my gadget. I'm going to